coming away with points, to the point where when you get the ball, in fact, when they intercepted Dak Prescott, Jair did, and it ended up being he was down by contact early in the game, and they took over that ball, that they took over the downs right there on what it was, like the 40 yard line or something. I can't even remember.
Alexander's pick was on the 19.
Okay, on the 19. I couldn't remember off the top of my head. In my head, I was like, I wasn't even worried about it, because I'm like, they're probably going to get some points here. I mean, they were already on the 19, so if nothing else, Anders, we'll keep our fingers crossed, could make the field goal. But at the same time, I was like, there's a really good chance they're going to score here. I mean, and honestly, early in the season last year, when they had those opportunities, did you feel like that when you were watching the game? You were like, oh, this is a lost opportunity. Well, let's move on kind of thing. I mean, you know, it was just how you felt.
Well, we're back to the good old days almost, where there was a time, I know, when you and I would sit down and watch, and do you expect the offense to score on every drive?
Yeah. No.
I mean, there was
exactly
that feeling like,
getting.
You know, and now it's drops, sacks, penalties are all way down. Red zone 4 for 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
Four appearances, 4 touchdowns. Thanks for coming and playing. I mean, the things that are the cornerstones of LaFleur's program, the discipline, the drops, the things that I just mentioned right there, staying out of bad down and distance, running, like you said, his offense, those things have carried over. So the gap has been bridged for sure in terms of any of those questions now. And he seems like he is enjoying, and like we said before, the, you know, students teach teachers just as much as the other way, maybe, and coaches learn from players. I think LaFleur is feeding off the energy of his young players. I mean, they have to be incredibly energized. They don't even need electricity at Lambeau today. Right? They just walk out there. It is lit.
Well, you know, and let's face it, LaFleur isn't that old. He's one of the youngest coaches in the league. So really, he's much older than his team as far as age goes. But at the same time, he's still kind of a young guy himself, who's kind of cool, kind of hip, you know, and having a young team around him who, you know, brings that kind of vibe and that juice every day. I'm sure that's probably good for the head coach as well. Now, I got to give a little praise to this offensive line, though, because they've been a little maligned this year. It's been kind of a work in progress. And the Cowboys coming into this game actually led the NFL in pressure rate this season. In fact, according to Next Gen Stats, they pressured Jordan Love only 4 of 21 times yesterday. And of those 4 pressures, Love was 4 for 4 for 114 yards and a touchdown. The Packers also held Micah Parsons. Remember on Friday we talked about he was going to be the game wrecker. If there was going to be somebody who was going to wreck that game quickly, it was going to be Micah Parsons. He had just 1 pressure on 19 pass rushes, which is his lowest pressure rate in a game in his entire career, which is crazy. He had his only pressure come on an unblocked pass rush, and right tackle Zach Tom, who's just been outstanding this year, held him to 0 pressures in 9 different one-on-one matchups. And not only was Zach Tom amazing, but I know this is going to be surprising to a lot of people who listen to us, but Josh Myers, my gosh, he had one of the best games I could ever remember that guy having, and he happened to have it at the right time yesterday in Dallas, because he played out of his mind as center yesterday. He was up to the task, and I will always give credit where credit is due, because that O-line came to play and to make sure their quarterback had all the time in the world to throw those balls wherever he needed them to go. And so credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I have to say too, and listeners know this to be true, Max is right. We say this once in a while. He said, take the hold, push it on the edges if you have to. And what did they do? Parsons drew 2 holding calls early, but Love didn't get hit on the play. There wasn't a turnover. There wasn't a big, I mean, you lose the 10 yards, but you get the down back, and away you go. And I thought that was, you know, it was smart. I mean, because we don't know how many times they may have gotten away with it.
Right.
But the 2
right.
that they got called, they still were able to overcome, and I just think that part of it too. Just don't let Love get leveled for no good reason, and the whole thing all the way around. But the O-line has been, I mean, that's what Love said right away. It all starts up front. My goodness, I mean, and Jones just using those blocks, riding off of him. It's like a skier slaloming, you know.
I mean, it's actually beautiful to watch. I mean,
it
because
is.
It's true good football. And what I love about it is Jordan Love is making some incredible throws, but they're actually playing a old-fashioned football. I mean, they're relying on that run game to open everything else up. And I think it's just good old-fashioned football, especially when you get into playoffs and when you get into this time of the year and cold weather and all of that kind of stuff. They're just relying on the basics right now.
Well, Musgrave's touchdown illustrates just how befuddled the Cowboys really were.
Yeah. Because
and the hard part for Musgrave. I got to give him, you know, he never, I guarantee you, how many times do you think he's practiced catching a pass wide open, 16 yards that's lofted up in the air? I mean, I didn't know if he was going to fair catch it or what, but you know, he did. He made the play, and then he bowled his way in the end zone. But I just thought, you know, just to the scheme and getting guys open, it seems like receivers are open. Yeah. And he does thread the needle when he has to. The touchdown to Dobbs, one over the middle to Dobbs was beautiful. But pretty much they've got a separation. What they didn't remember early in the season, I was talking about yards of separation. Blanketed. They were dead last. Dobbs was like 70 or something. And the league Musgrave was way high, but then he got hurt, and that was that. So
You know, and there was one moment yesterday when we talk about the receivers. It was the Dontavian Wicks touchdown, and I love Dontavian Wicks. He's becoming a favorite really quickly. And I love let's not be hasty about it. This tight end room too. They're going to be fun for a really long time. I don't care, you know, if it's Musgrave, Kraft. I don't even mind Ben Sims. He's a little unpolished right now, but a little bit more work, he could definitely be a nice third tight end out there, and he can block, which is big in Matt LaFleur's offense. The Dontavian Wicks touchdown, though. What I loved about that one is if you watch that one, it was over before the snap, basically, because Gilmore was out leveraged on the inbreaker, even when Wicks was tripping over his own feet, basically, and he had zero pressure. There was zero pressure on Wicks, and it was over before it started. And that right there was the moment. I mean, there's been a lot of moments that we've seen from this young team over the last few weeks, but that was the moment that I texted Max, and I was like, "Did you see that?" And he goes, "Yeah." He's like, "They're for real." He's like, "This is a for real team." And he texted me back, and he goes, "I don't know how far this is going to go, but he's like, they're starting to feel a lot like the 2010 team." He's like, "They've got the 49ers. I don't want to get too hasty and in front of myself here, but he's like, they're starting to have that vibe, because he's like, they have confidence now." And he's like, "Sometimes that's all you really need in this league is a whole lot of confidence." Now, I did want to
mention real quick the play that you talked with Wicks and the way they set that up. I believe it was Reed that went in motion. There was a player in motion that forced them to pass off the receivers, one DB to the other. And to what you and Max were talking about, so fans know the leverage, Stephon Gilmore, the way that played out was perfect for the Packers, because Wicks immediately had inside leverage on Gilmore. Yep. He could take him inside, and then it was just a matter of either outrunning, out-muscling, out-hustling to the football, and he beat him on the inbreaker. And, I mean, that's Jaden Reed gets zero credit for that. In the scorebook,
he was a big part of it. He was a big reason.
Hey, if they had felt better about it, they would have stayed put and not switched him off.
Yes,
but they didn't want Gilmore on Reed.
Right, because Gilmore's not fast enough anymore to keep up with Reed. And, it happens in the league. Now, before we talk a little bit about the defense, I do want to say that best passer ratings in road playoff games, number one on this list is Terry Bradshaw, 158.3 versus Baltimore way back in 1976. Jordan Love comes in at number two, 157.2 versus Dallas. And then Jim Plunkett, 155.8 versus San Diego back in 1981. Love's passer rating yesterday is the best ever, beating Bart Starr's 143.5 in 1967 in the minimum attempts, which is set at 20, by the way. Not to mention the fact that this is the first number seven team to beat a two seed in the playoffs since they expanded them to seven teams. So if you think that what they did yesterday was inconsequential, I'll get the words out yet, it is absolutely not.
No.
It was a pretty big deal yesterday with the numbers he put up. Let's talk a little defense here quickly. They were able to hold their own yesterday. They played man coverage pretty well. Got a little soft there in the fourth quarter, to the point where Matt LaFleur wasn't even comfortable leaving his starters out of the game. I think that was a little premature. What do you make of Joe Barry right now? I mean, is he putting together a real tape? Are we going to be talking an extension in the offseason? Well, I don't understand the Joe Barry defense at all, because, you know, this is not a team that they should have played well against. It's really not. And yet they showed up in a big way, and I will give the defense all sorts of credit for holding the Cowboys to the numbers they did yesterday.
I think that Joe Barry sealed his fate with his performance during the season. The Giants Buccaneers back to back, as brutal as it gets, and I think he has to go. Now, if you win a Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl, okay. I mean, clearly I'll have to rethink it. But what I'm seeing here is Matt LaFleur, his intent, we talk about his preferred way to play on offense, and that then, if he's finally gotten there, okay, that leads then to your preferred way to play on defense. Because if you don't have, how does the defense know how to play complementary football, as crazy as that might, if they don't know their offense trying to go for ball control, right, you're trying to muck this game up in a low scoring, you know, to win it.
Yeah.
I mean, those, pretty much LaFleur, what you say, it's pedal to the metal on offense right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't rely on that to cover up mistakes. Right. You are going to, at times in a season, to be able to be a number one or two seed, win games when your offense doesn't have it, the defense is on their game on the other side, and you got to have your defense hold up. Now, they have held the fort in some of those situations, but I just don't think Joe Barry is one of the best of the best, and I can't change my opinion on that. So.
The soft coverage yesterday, and I know that the lead was substantial, but all of a sudden, with 3 minutes left in the game, to me, that should be an indicator of Joe Barry's defense, right? Because I get where the lead was at, but you had 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, and all of a sudden, the Cowboys are down by two scores, and they're trying to come back into this thing. And the defense was soft, and I get that they had taken a lot of starters out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You need to protect that lead at all costs, right? Because you never know what's going to happen in the NFL. You never quite know. It's Dak Prescott, it's CeeDee Lamb, a couple of connections, and that, I mean, I get it. It was safe for the most part. But at the same time, if you're the defensive coordinator, do you really want them to just keep scoring on you? I mean, do you want to
I don't know if you and Max, I was waiting for him to dial up a blitz.
Yeah.
You know, you are allowed to mix up a blitz in there, you know, when you don't have to all the time. You can play soft zone, whatever you want, but you send a fifth guy, by all means, you know.
It was very puzzling. And one of the other things I wanted to ask you about was the numbers for the edge snaps yesterday. Lucas Van Ness and Kingsley Ingabare actually out-snapped Rashawn Gary yesterday. Preston Smith had 58% of the snaps, Van Ness 53%, Ingabare had 42%, and Rashawn Gary 41%. So is this a rest management thing with Rashawn Gary because his pedal is to the metal all the time? Are they seeing something with maybe these combinations? And we know that Ingabare, Matt LaFleur, talked about it after the game. I didn't even see it happen, but he sustained some sort of significant injury. So I doubt we see him anytime soon back on the field. But what would be with the snap counts, do you think, that Rashawn Gary would be seeing less than some of these guys? Just the matchups, or what do you think it was?
Part of it, I got to think how maybe the game played out a little bit.
Okay.
Once you get that big lead, let's get these young guys. And that, I give Joe Barry and his staff, whoever, you know, their heads up on that, because they don't lose as much now. When you know, maybe when Van Ness was up early in the season, or run teams trying to run on you, there might be a little liability, but the juice that he brings inside in the pass rush, and Carl Brooks again is just a stud. I mean, he just, you know, he's just busy. But I think the snap kind of more reflective early in the year. Remember when Rashawn Gary less was more?
Yes.
When he'd make like two or three big plays and sacks and whatnot in the game, and he'd have like 25 snaps, and you go, geez, really? But you know, maybe that's part of it too, where defenses or offenses, I mean, can't get quite a beat on him if it's a little less, a little more maybe. But, you know, it'll be all hands on deck against the Niners either way.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know, and some injuries to watch this week. Isaiah McDuffie, he left the game with that stinger. He had just basically come back from that concussion that took him out a couple weeks ago. Jair, we saw him in pain on the field with that left ankle that he rolled during practice. I do give Jair credit because he played a heck of a game until he got hurt.
Yeah, lasted into the third quarter, but the big play he made, you know, paid it off.
Now, the good news is if you saw him after the game, there was no noticeable limp. They had him spatted pretty good. So he's got until Saturday to maybe rest and relax it a little bit. Hopefully he can get him out there because he would be huge help against this 49ers offense. Quay Walker, I don't know if that was just because he's been on the injury report for a few weeks, off and on, limited in practice. So you could tell he visibly was hurting a little bit, and then the score was so out of hand, they took him out of the game. So whether that's something was just a management thing or what, we don't know. And then we'd mentioned Ingabare with the significant injury that Matt LaFleur talked about after the game. So just some things to watch. I mean, you know, as the week progresses, because I think when you're talking a 49ers team coming off of a bye, it's all hands on deck. You've got Christian McCaffrey running at you. I mean, you can't take that one lightly. You got Deebo Samuel coming out of the backfield. I mean, this is not an offense to take lightly whatsoever. Now, I will say this. Max and I were talking about it yesterday, and I said, what do you think? I said, bad matchup? And he goes, no, I actually kind of like it, because he said they're getting better at at stopping the run. And he's like, if you can stop McCaffrey, he's like, the entire offense runs through him. And he said, I kind of like this matchup, because he said, Brock Purdy will use his legs kind of like Prescott when he needs to. But he's like, if you make him strictly a passer, he's like, it can get iffy. Those were his words. He's like, I know he's in MVP contention, but he said, mostly I think that's because of McCaffrey and Shanahan's game plan. Yep. You know, so he said, but he's like, all hands on deck. He's like, if Quay Walker can't go, he's like, that's going to be a huge loss. If Jair can't go, he's like, yikes.
So, well, that's like, two speed burners, you know, at their positions. Speed is what you need. But, I mean, clearly the Packers have the edge at quarterback going in. Does anybody doubt it now? Please, hello, help me.
I can't believe the people who are still talking about it. The people yesterday who were like, oh, he only throws to the wide open receiver. Well, yeah, hello, it's called the NFL. But watch him when he needs to thread a needle, because he can thread a needle when he absolutely has to. And the thing about Jordan Love is, if you watch, he's doing it without his feet even on the ground. I mean, okay, I get it. We've seen, you know, Rodgers do that off and on, but Rodgers usually had at least one foot planted. I mean, Love is completely elevated in the air. And I think it's just his dynamics of throwing have gotten so much better. And there were a few throws yesterday that, if you watch them, he had to arm angle those to go around defenders and the hand that he knew was going to come up. And it's actually kind of baffling to watch him. And maybe it's just because we didn't expect it quite this soon. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's because, as fans of the team, we didn't think that they would get here quite this quickly. And so we're just still trying to make our way through what's happening as well. All I know is the rest of the NFC North fans, they're not happy. They can't believe the Packers did it for a third time.
I know. Well, Matthew Stafford last night, watching him, and the guy's been around forever. I mean, the arm angles, he threw sidearm like a second baseman turning a double play. And I thought of Jordan Love. You know, there's a veteran, experienced, again, Super Bowl champion quarterback, and doing things, and they're marveling at it. You know, Collinsworth, that's all great. Yeah, Jordan Love, another day at the office. I'd give the Packers a chance if they can keep the Niners pass rush at bay. Yes. And I'm worried. Yes. Now I start to get seriously worried about why you need a left tackle, why you need a backup running back. Those kind of issues maybe now
come into play. Hopefully A.J. Dillon is back. I mean, he's going to be a power back through that line, right? You're going to need a guy like Dillon.
Have to.
Emmanuel Wilson was giving it his best. You can tell he's just coming off the injury. Rookie, I think he's going to be very good. I really like the kid. I think he's going to be good in time. Hopefully he is. But you're going to need a guy, if A.J. Dillon can go, to help out Aaron Jones against that line. You know, you're not going to be able to finesse quite as much as Jones does against the Niners. It's just, we've watched it time and again. It's not the best suited running back for the style of football the Niners play. But, you know, you look at the Green Bay Packers in 2023, they found their franchise quarterback, as we've talked. They got better as the season went on. They basically exceeded all expectation. They proved all the vocal pundits completely wrong. Everybody picked against them yesterday. If you watched any sports show on TV this week, it was the Cowboys across the board. And so they've proven so many people wrong. They cruised to a playoff win on the road as the seventh seed, which is unheard of. And then they move on to face the number one seed in San Francisco. And at this point, not only do you praise these players, but you praise Matt LaFleur, his staff, Gutekunst. You praise Mark Murphy even for being president of this organization and letting them kind of take control of the team. But there's a lot of praise that goes around right now for what they've built in a very short time, honestly. It's pretty incredible, honestly.
It is.
What's going on.
I want to add, like, you know, Rashid Walker at left tackle, and we don't talk a lot about it, but, you know, LaFleur, in terms of protecting his left tackle, which means protecting the quarterback, but he hasn't devoted a ton of, like, let's make sure we chip on his side, let's make sure we keep somebody in to block. He's pretty much just playing ball now and getting to call the playbook and not having to worry about that and you know, trusting and Rashid Walker, players know that. They know how many times there's a guy on their shoulder helping them chip because they can't do the job. But, I mean, that trust goes a long way, too. Now, again, when you got Greenlaw and Warner and Bosa and, you know, all the names, it's a different story. But it doesn't mean they can't win that game. It doesn't mean I might not pick them to win, too.
Right.
And I'm hoping you pick him to lose, Maddie, because you're on a roll.
I know. I'm going to keep doing it until it doesn't work for me anymore. But they're going to open as 9.5-point underdogs going into San Francisco.
9.5.
Yep. That game is Saturday. 9.5 points. I hope they use that as bulletin board fodder for not getting any respect, because they've kind of been on that roll this last few weeks. Now, this is interesting, though, and something to think about as we go about this week and we talk about this matchup. The 49ers are 7-5 in their last 12, 7-2 in the last 9. The Packers are 8-4 in their last 12, 7-2 in the last 9.
That's some symmetry.
There's a little symmetry there, and I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun watching a Shanahan offense against a almost Shanahan offense. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I think it could be fun game. And you know what? Here's where I'm at on the whole thing. As much fun as it is to see them winning, I said it earlier during our segment, they're playing with house money right now. Like, you go into these games with absolutely no nerves. I had no nerves. You know, it's different when you're watching it with Aaron Rodgers, where there's a whole lot of Super Bowl expectation and everybody expects you to win and all of this kind of stuff. Yesterday, they went into that game, and you know how you get as a fan? There's a little, like, excitement and a little, like, oh, can they actually do this? You know, I was watching it yesterday. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Look at how far they've come this year. And then all of a sudden, they like blow up the scoreboard, right? And so same kind of expectation going into this one. I know how tough the 49ers are. We've been watching them all season. They had a little fumble there in the middle of the season where they lost a few in a row, like two or three in a row. They were able to come right out of that and take the number one seed. So I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup, though, honestly. If Joe Barry can keep his defense in check and keep his X's and O's where they need to be, I think it could be a really fun game to watch.
You know, the good news, the blowout of the Cowboys, the bad news that comes with it, they have the Niners' full attention now. And Shanahan's too good of a coach. Yes. I mean, there is no misunderstanding about what their view of the Packers is going in this game. I think they realize they could be in for as much as they want. Yeah. The pass rush, you know, I still think Brock Purdy, I've seen him look worse than mere mortal.
He's
not going to kill you with his legs necessarily, and I know from the neck up and his timing throws and all of that, but yet he's not the biggest physically imposing guy. You hit him, he can get knocked around and banged up. I mean, it's happened in the past at the worst times. So, you know, Joe Barry's got a lot on his plate. I look at it as a win-win. If the Packers beat the Niners,
shoot,
do what you want with Joe Barry, I suppose. If they lose, well, it'll probably be because they didn't get the job done on D and you fire him. So.
Yeah, and that's what Max and I were talking about. Max is like, I'm kind of torn right now. And, you know, he was a Joe Barry sympathizer for a long time. But he's like, I'm a little torn right now. Like, he's like, I want to see him keep playing because he's like, this is just such a fun run. You know, but he's like, at the same time, he's like, I kind of want to see Joe Barry flame out in epic proportions. He's like, it just means you move on to somebody else who might get defense a little bit better. Oh, it's a sad spot that's where we're in as Packers fans this year, right? If that's all the worries we have, then I guess it's going okay, right?
Here's another bonus to all of this, Maddie, as their pursuit of a D coordinator, and I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but how much better does this job keep looking if your prospective D coordinator? Right. I mean, I don't know about your pick of anybody, but if Mike Vrabel doesn't get scooped up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, you bring Matt Cat in here.
Yeah, and he and LaFleur have ties, and Max is still on the Vrabel train now since he got let go from the Titans, and he's still on the Al Harris train, but he's like, you got to make a move there fast because Dan Quinn's going out. So he's like, if you think that he's a guy you want to talk to, he's like, somebody needs to put out the feelers right away because he'd still love to see that happen as well.
I think the Panthers coordinator is still a guy, Avero. Yeah. He's getting head coaching interviews too, but we'll see.
You know, I don't know. Teams are kind of starting to learn that sometimes the defensive guys aren't the best guys to lead an offense-led league, you know? And it's interesting because if you don't bring in the right OC when you're a defensive guy, a lot of things go south really quickly, and we've seen
Chicago.
That in a lot of teams. Chicago.
That's their MO.
they're just much aligned over there in Chicago. And
nobody told them it's a pass-happy league. They're 20 years behind. That's okay.
Bears fans are just crabby that Jordan Love has proven to be a good quarterback.
That's pretty universal in the division, man. Yeah. We talked to our experts at every, and two of the three guys when he was drafted said, good God, because they feared this day coming, and now they've got it. The Bears guy, he's on board too now. He's like, Love's the real deal.
it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm excited for this week, and you and I are going to talk again on Friday as we get ready for the 49ers. We'll keep an eye on the injury front. Obviously, the 49ers coming off of a bye, so they're going to probably be a little healthier than the Green Bay Packers. You know, 21 guys on the injury report this week. That's maybe close to a record.
Right? I know.
It's maybe close to a record. I don't know. Oh, I wonder what the actual absolute number is. If all 53 get listed at one point in time, then I know we've got some problems. But
the league may want to investigate a little bit.
Yes, maybe. With that, though, you and I will talk again on Friday. You have a wonderful week, and you know, we'll get together on Friday and talk a little bit more about the 49ers. Okay?
We will analyze and dissect and let our listeners know how the Packers are going to pull the upset.
That's right. That's right.
Get Max on it, could you please?
He's been on it. He was on last night after the buzzer beater of the Bucks. No, he was like, he's a stats person, so he started diving in.
Nice.
Thank you so very much. You have a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
You too, Maddie. Bye-bye.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at ChristmasMountainVillage.co and see you on the mountain.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Another great edition of Hanging with Hovel. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, will be back again on Friday as we get ready for the 49ers. The Police, Now Every Breath You Take on Max FM.
Every breath you take.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we-
We can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
What do you say?
We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody's making the chance.
Dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, 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 it's safe to dance.
Men Without Hats, there's a safety dance. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you are having a great Monday. Just trying to get through this really cold snap of weather. Back's probably hurting a little bit after all the scooping and shoveling and snow blowing we had to do over the weekend. I'm just glad there's not going to be any more snow, at least for the foreseeable future. And when I say that, I mean basically through this week. We have no idea after that, right? Thank you very much, Mother Nature. Now, all of this leads me to one question, especially since today is also Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. How often do you absolutely feel your best? Well, a survey of 2,000 people found that the average person is on their A game 15 days out of the month. Lack of sleep, stress, feeling sick are the top reasons why a lot of us don't feel our best. In fact, we've missed out on 8 social events and 9 dates due to not feeling great in just the past year. If there were more hours in a day, 25% of people in this particular poll said that they would spend more time with family and friends, 9% would do some more volunteer work, and 9% would actually get out there and date a little bit more as well. It just tells you we're trying to do too much. And unfortunately, we aren't going to create more hours in the day. And I think if we did, we wouldn't do any of those things at all. We would find more ways to make ourselves not feel at our greatest. So take care of yourself, especially this time of year. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. I mean, taking care of yourself really the next few days is going to require a lot of inside stuff. We're talking wind chills of minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters, and they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275. And the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast held at Baraboo High School.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Arctic blast is slapping us with brutal cold temperatures, with wind chill values making our high temperatures feel like 15 below. A wind chill advisory remains in effect through Wednesday morning. Winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour will drag our temperatures to feeling like negative 20 to 30 below, which can cause frostbite rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 5 below at our studios.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's the Cardigans with Love Fool.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel.
Billy Idol, there is Moni Moni, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready to kick off yet another 50-minute music hour. It is great music, just taking you through your workday, which you absolutely need on a Monday, especially when the temperatures are this cold. If nothing else, you can, you know, dance around just to keep yourselves warm. Kelly Clarkson coming up next hour, along with Cheap Trick, Van Halen as well. We get things started next with the Backstreet Boys and Finn, who is in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Max FM.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at ChristmasMountainVillage.co and see you on the mountain.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Hi everyone, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we are wishing you a happy new year. We have some new hours at our Pizza Ranch. Monday through Friday, we are keeping our buffet open all day from 11 till 7 p.m. and closing at 8. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 till 8 o'clock. Come on in for a curbside pickup, delivery, or for that beautiful buffet. Give us a call at 608-768-5555.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Backstreet's back, all right.
We're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I your
don't be afraid, don't have no fear.
gonna tell the world, make it understand. As long as there be music, we'll be coming back again.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
That's rock, man.
Max FM.